Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Ches, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph at the third line of the Amud. Afilo Haya Ima B'mita. The Mishnah taught us that even if the husband gives a get to his wife while she is in her bed, she's not divorced, because since the bed is in the husband's home, so it's not her chatzar, and therefore the get is not a valid get. Amar Rava, says Rava, when did our Mishnah say that the get is not a valid get? Loi shana el b'mita shaloi, if the bed belongs to the husband. Ava mita shalo, if the bed belongs to the wife, then the halacha would be megureshes, she is divorced, because the bed is hers, and the get, therefore, and her bed acquires the get on her behalf. Tanya nami hachi, and so too do we learn in Braisa. Rebbe Elazar Omer, b'mita shelo ain't a megreshes, in his bed the divorce is not valid. B'mita shelo on her bed megreshes, the get is valid. Ask the Gemara, or b'mita shelo, if it's her bed, is the halacha megreshes that the get is valid? Why isn't this a situation of Kalev Shalokeach Rishus Maichahu? The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra discusses this halacha that, as we're going to learn in our perek, the din is that not only can my, by something falling into my property, can I acquire ownership of the item, but also if something falls into one of my kalim, it's one of the things that I own, one of my vessels that I own, could I acquire ownership? So the Gemara discusses in Masechta Baba Basra, what would be the din if it was in my keli, it was in my vessel, b'rishusoy shamoicher. However, my vessel is not in my property, it's in somebody else's property. Is that a valid way of affecting a kinyan? And as the Mefarshim explained, what is the question? Do we look at the vessel, and the vessel belongs to me? Or do we look at the property, and the property does not belong to me? Or another way of understanding this shaila of Kalev Shalakeach Rishusa Shamaicher is that my keli is in the property of the Meicher, because the Meicher gave me permission to put my keli there. And the question is, how far does that permission go? Does the permission go only to the degree, yes, that my keli may be there, but he didn't give me that kind of authorization that I could even do transactions with my kelim that are in his rishus? Or is the authorization that he gave me so wide reaching that I could even do transactions? If our Mishnah says that if the bed belongs to the woman, even though it's in the home of the husband, she is considered divorced, shamet mina, isn't this a clear indication that Kalev Shalokeach Brishus Meicher Koina Lokeach, that it is a valid way of affecting a transaction? Says the Gemara, there's no raya from our Mishnah, because loy tzricha, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Gevoya Asara, that the bed is 10 tefachim high, and as we know, whenever something is 10 tefachim high, it becomes an independent rishus, and since it becomes an independent rishus, therefore it's certainly considered the wife's bed with no connection to the husband. Ask the Gemara, the bed is 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's considered a separate rishus, but isn't it a makom kari, the place of the legs of the bed? And that the legs of the bed are on the floor of the home of the husband, and therefore it should be considered still brushusoy shamaicher. Says the Gemara, amokim kari like kaftianchi, on the place of the legs, since they don't take up that much place, the husband really doesn't care. Machloikas in the Mefarshim, that the Gemara is establishing amokim kari like kaftianchi. Again, is that strictly in a situation between a husband and a wife? Particularly as the Mefarshim explained, since this couple is getting divorced, and the husband wants the divorce to take effect, and therefore they said that they're not makbid, or is it even broader application that Makom Kari, since it's such an insignificant amount of place, that nobody is ever going to really be makbid. Says the Gemara, L'toy Cheka, we learned in our Mishnah that if the get was thrown into the lap of the woman, or into her basket, Megareshes. And again, ask the Gemara, why is this not a situation of Caleb Shalakeach Rishus Moichahu? The Gemara's question is on the basket. That again, if the basket is in his house, isn't this a situation of Caleb Shalakeach Rishus Moichahu, that it should not be, that if we'd say that that's not a valid way of affecting transactions, why does it work here? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, the case that we're referring to is Kigoyin Shahoisa Kalta Taluyaba, that her basket was hanging from her. V'ken Amar Rabbi Loza Amar Rabbi Oishia, Kigoyin Shahoisa Kalta Taluyaba, her basket was hanging from her, and therefore it's considered an extension of her. And just like as we discussed in the previous year, the Torah tells us, V'nosim B'yada, that if the get is put into her hand, it's certainly a valid get. Here, where the get is being put into a basket which is connected to her, it's like it's being given biyada directly to her hand. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Rav Shlokish Avis says, Kshura apishen etluya. It doesn't have to be hanging from her. As long as it's tied to her, that is considered connected to her. Since the basket is tied to her and moves with her, it's considered an extension of her, and it's considered v'nosan biyada. Rav Adbar Hava Amar, he gives a different way of understanding our Mishnah. Kigon Shaisa Kalta Menachas Lo Ben Yechasel. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where her basket is between her thighs. And since the basket is between her thighs, so that's also, according to most Rishonim, the way to understand a place that's like the place that she sits, the place of her lap, and therefore, if the basket is put in that place, and the get is put into the basket in that place, it will be a valid get. Other Rishonim explain, since that's a place where the husband can't approach, it's an inappropriate place for him to come close to, so therefore, it's obvious that it becomes her spot, her area where the get could be effective if it's delivered there. Ramashan Shibar Avdimi Omar, Kigon Shayabala Moicha Kalsas. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the husband sells baskets. So there are many pshatim, how to understand, because the husband sells baskets should have make a difference. Some Rishonim explain, since this husband is in the business of selling baskets, so there are many baskets in his home. And one more basket, the wife's basket, really doesn't make a difference to him, and therefore the basket being there doesn't disturb him and can be a place where she could get her get if the get is put into that basket. Another pshat that I saw is that we're referring here to a situation where he actually sold her a basket, and included in the sale that he sold her a basket was permission for her to use the basket to keep the place where the basket will be put, that she should be able to, that should be considered her keli, that she could affect transactions. Another pshat is that this husband is in the business of selling baskets. Since he's in the business of selling baskets, he wants that basket there, because if there will be a customer who comes to buy a basket and will want that basket, he'll straighten out already with his wife that he'll reimburse her for her basket. So therefore, since he wants the basket there, it's to his, he certainly allows the basket to be there, and it could affect kinyanim. Another pshat similar to the previous pshat is that since this husband is in the business of selling baskets, it's to his benefit to have as many baskets in the home as possible, because then it looks like he has many baskets to sell, and it's good for his business that people say that he has a large selection, and therefore the basket in his home is to his benefit. He wants it there. He proves it being there, and therefore it could affect kinyanim. Rabbi Yochanan says a different pshat. Makam chekula, just like that place where a person sits is considered hospat, as we said earlier. Similarly, makam kalta kanala, the place where a person puts her basket is a place that she owns. Om Rabbi Avrava, my tam Rabbi Yochanan. What is the reasoning behind what Rabbi Yochanan says? Lefisha ain't adam makbid. A person is not particular. Lo yamakim cheka. Not in the place where a person, where this woman will be sitting in his domain. Lo yamakim kalta. He doesn't care about the basket being there, and therefore, since he's fine with the basket being there, the basket could affect the kinyan on behalf of the wife. Tanina mihochi. And so too do we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. The braisa says, Zorkal al tarcheka, if it was thrown into her lap, or to kalta, or into a sewing basket, or a kol dover shuk kalta, anything similar, hareza megreshes, it's an effective way of having a get. Kol dover shuk kalta al suimai, the braisa spoke about anything similar to a basket. What does the braisa mean with those words? Says the Gemara, Lasuya Taskadachl by Tamari, the pouch for which he has her dates, anything like that, the pocketbook is all are all items that the husband is not makbid on, and therefore the get would be a valid get. And the Mifarshim explain that obviously, even though Rabbi Yochanan is taking this opinion, it's only on items that the husband is not particular about, because they don't take up a lot of room, like a basket, like a sewing basket, or this pouch. Certainly, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that if she brings to the home a very large item and deposits it there, and says that it should be considered that she has a right to have it there, and she has to have a right to fek kinyanim, Rabbi Yochanan and the Mishnah will not agree that that would be acceptable. So the Mefarshim point out, we have just learned quite a number of terutzim why our Mishnah is not a problem, was not an issue regarding the question of Kalev Shalakeach Breshusay Shalmoicha. So I saw that the Mefarshim say, since we see that our Gemara gave all these reasonings, it should clearly be a proof that normally Kalev Shalakeach are not Koina Breshusay Shalmoicha, because you see that our Gemara went out of the way to explain why it's not a problem. If Kalev Shalakeach were Koina Breshusay Shalmoicha, we really wouldn't have much of a question. That's one way I saw the Mefarshim point out our Gemara, although I did see other Mefarshim point out that maybe just the opposite. If our Gemara went out of its way to explain that our Mishnah has nothing to do with Kalev Shalakeach Breshusay Shalmoicher, it could be that normally it is Koina, and this is a unique situation, but maybe it is Koina. And yet, I saw a third shot that really, perhaps, our situation, our Mishnah, is somewhat different than the usual situation. And as Mefarshim explained, in a normal situation, which is not the situation of a get, they will say that the husband and wife are prepared to, a person has no real great concern in lending someone else's property, somebody else's vessels, be in his reshus and affect the kinyan. But a get, which, as we've learned the svara in the previous parak, the rechaykikasi, it's something that actually people try to avoid, something people try to delay. Maybe regarding a get, there we have to have a stronger level of kinyan, and even though perhaps normally kalev shalakeach breshusay shalmoicher akaina, by a get it may be different. In fact, this question of kalev shalakeach Rishusai Shamaicher. I saw two halacha lemaisa situations where this question could come up. One situation I saw is regarding a case where somebody has a pushka in his home. And the question could come up, let's say there's a tzedakah pushka in my home, and I need some change. I have no change. I have no dollar bill. And I want to borrow money from the pushka. Is that money in the pushka, the moment it's put into the tzedakah, considered the tzedakah's money, and therefore if it's the tzedakah's money, I have no right to take it. It's not mine, and I can't take it without permission. On the other hand, if we don't follow the concept, if we don't say Kalev Shalakeach, Rishusa Shalmaicha Kaina, so it doesn't become, it's the tzedakah's keli, but it's a my rishus, and it doesn't automatically become the tzedakah's until the tzedakah actually receives that money. A very interesting question. It is important to point out that the Bala Tanya says that there is a cheirim hakadmoinim, there's a cheirim from previous generations, that even if halachically, as we're going to discuss in a minute, it may be permitted to do something like this, it certainly it should not be done. There's a cheirim to do it. But if we'll speak about the halacha, so actually the Shulchan Aruch says that Kalev Shalakeach Brishusai Shamaicher are kaina, but the Ramah says not that way. However, the Pesach can point out that even according to the opinion of the Ramah, the Kalev Shalakeach are not kaina Brishusai Shamaicher, they want to suggest that here it will, even the Ramah will agree that they're kaina. And the reason being, because two explanations I saw in the Paiskim. One is, here, a pushka is a closed box. So certainly the meicher has no das, doesn't think about those, the money in the pushka, because it's not something that he even could see, given that it's a closed box. Another explanation I saw is, since we're not just speaking about any loikeyach, we're speaking about stoka, so when I allow, and I put a pushka in my home, I certainly am agreeing that the tzedakah money that's being put into the pushka should automatically become the tzedakah money, and therefore the halacha would be, even not just with the cheirim of the Bala Tanya, but even halachically, everybody would agree that I'm not allowed to take that money. Similar question comes up, I saw that the Pesachim discuss, on Erev Pesach. And the halacha is, Erev Pesach after this man, I'm not allowed to have chametz in my possession. Chametz in my possession includes not having chametz in my garbage cans. I own my garbage can. But what would be the din, discusses the Minchas Yitzchak, if there's a garbage can, a city dumpster, in my on my property, and garbage, and there may be chametz in that dumpster, it's sitting on my property. Is there an issue or not? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, this is a situation of somebody else's kalim on my property. And certainly, since I've given the city permission, to, or the sanitation department, whoever it is, to put that dumpster on my property, included in the permission that has been given to them is that they have a right to have the property under that dumpster, and therefore it's not considered on my property, and it would not be a problem of having that on my property after chametz, after this man and Erev Pesach. The halacha is, as we begin the next Mishnah, that when someone gives a get to his wife, the proper way of delivering the get to the wife is putting it into the wife's hands and saying to her, this is your get, and now that you have received this get, you are permitted to marry any man that you want. That is the proper way that a get should be delivered. Our Mishnah and the Gemara following the Mishnah Mitzvashem will discuss when the husband didn't deliver the get in such a fashion, what is or isn't an issue. Says the Mishnah, Amala, if a man told his wife as giving her to the get, he said that this is not a get, rather he said that this is a shtar chayv. Or she found the get behind him, kara, and now she reads the get, Varehu Gita. And it turns out that it's a get. Ain't a get, it's not a valid get. At Shiyamala Gita, until he explicitly tells her it's a get. So as the Rambam helps us understand the Mishnah, certainly Midrabanan, a husband who gives a wife a get, has to say it's a get. However, Midaraisa, as long as he didn't say the opposite, which is the case of our Mishnah, where he said it's a shtar choiv, when it was actually a get, the get would be a valid get. The issue in our Mishnah, which we're going to discuss in a moment, is that not only did he not say it's a get, but he actually reported that it was something else. The Rishonim also point out, most Rishonim say this, that if the husband doesn't say to the wife it's a get, but he says to Edom that this is a get, the halacha is it would be a valid get. And there's a very obvious proof. We discussed earlier in our Masechta that a woman who's deaf can receive a get. If the halacha is, at least midrabanan, perhaps midaraisa, that the wife has to hear the words ha giteich, so how could a deaf wife ever get divorced? She doesn't hear the words ha giteich. It must be that telling Edom is as good as telling the wife. However, as we said here, what the husband did was not only did he not say the word ha giteich to Edom, and certainly not to the wife, but what he actually did was he told the wife that this is a shtar choiv, and then it turns out to be a get. And the Rishonim explain why is this not a valid delivery of the get. Some Rishonim explain, because as we've been discussing many times, the Torah says that a get has to accomplish krisis, a total separation between the husband and the wife. And saying that it's a shtar choiv when it's a get certainly doesn't accomplish krisis. Another explanation is that we said earlier in our Masechta that a woman who is in the status of Meshalcha v'chozeres, that if you give her a get, she still doesn't recognize what's happening and she comes back, cannot be divorced midoraisa. This woman who is being told that this document that she's receiving is a shtar choif certainly will be Meshalcha v'chozeres, will come back to her husband. She has no idea that she's being divorced, and therefore the get is not valid. And yet a third explanation why if he says it's a shtar choiv, it's not a valid get, is because we are concerned that perhaps he's giving her a get, but saying that it's a shtar choiv, what he's really saying is that he's being mevatel the get, that he's nullifying the get, which we learned early in the Masechta, can be done, and therefore, the get is not an acceptable get. Continues the Mishnah. Nosna b'yodav yishena. If a get was given to the wife while she is sleeping, niara, and now she wakes up, and kaira, and she sees vareyugita, and she sees that she has a get, daloch is eno get. It's not a valid get. At shiyom ala hagiteich, until he gives her a get. Here too, the Rishonim explain that a woman who's sleeping is not considered a woman capable of receiving a get. She's like a woman who has no das. She's less than even. She's like a shaita, and therefore the get is not a valid get. Others explain, as we explained in the previous year, that we want to give a get into someone's chotzer. It has to be a chotzer hamishtameres. A woman that's sleeping is not a chotzer mishtameres. And again, the other Rishonim explain, as we explained earlier, that this is not an act of krisis. There is a question debated by the Rishonim. What will be the halacha? We just mentioned earlier that you don't have to tell the wife herself that this is a get. It's adequate if we tell Edom. What will be the halacha if we tell Edom that the husband tells Edom, I'm giving my wife a get while the wife is sleeping? The Rashba and the Torah say it would not be an acceptable means of giving a get. The Ramah says it is acceptable. Furthermore, says the Ramah, let's say someone put a get into the wife's hand while she was sleeping. And she's sleeping, she doesn't even recognize she has the get in her hands. And while she's sleeping, the get falls out of her hands. She wakes up and she picks up the get. That certainly would not be acceptable. Because the get, says the Ramah, has to be given from the husband to the wife. Here it's not being given from the husband to the wife. The wife is picking it up from the floor. Furthermore, the Paiskim do, however, say that if it did not fall out of her hand, then it would be acceptable once she recognizes that she received the get. Even though our Mishnah and our Gemara are discussing that a woman who's sleeping is disqualified from receiving a get, the Rishonim certainly point out that, let's say, a woman appoints a shliach to receive a get on her behalf, and the moment the shliach receives the get, the wife happens to be sleeping, even though, as we've been explaining, a wife cannot accept the get while she's in the status of sleeping, her shliach, she's still the shlichus is still not considered nullified during that time, and if the shliach takes the get during that time, it will be acceptable. Says the Gemara, the first case, the Mishnah taught us, that if she finds the get behind the husband, and he says to her, "Hal gitech," it's valid. Ask the Gemara, "Kiamla hal gitech may hava." Even if he says it, why should it be valid? Havali, why is this any different than a situation where a husband tells a wife, "Tli gitech me al gabekarka," pick up your get from the floor. Vamaraba, "Tli gitech me al gabekarka." If a husband tells a wife, "Pick up the get from the floor," loyam a klum, because the get has to be delivered from the husband to the wife. Answers the Gemara, she pulled the get from behind him. It was tucked into his waistband and she pulled it out. Ask the Gemara, shalfa sonami, even if she pulled it out, we still have the requirement that we've been discussing of a nasan biyada veleka, and it's missing here. Answers the Gemara, leitzricha da'arak leicharze v'shalfasei. He turned his hip towards her, and by that, and then she took the get, so it's considered that he participated in the actual giving in the get. If he said, "Take this shtar chayv," or she shofes on macharav, "Karasov arei gitoy ain't a get." Until he explicitly tells her to see a get, divrei Rebbe. And as the Rishonim explained, even though in the second case where he's turning his hips to her, he didn't say it's a shtar chayv, and we suggested that if he didn't misrepresent the get, certainly with the raisa, it should be a valid nesina saget. Here, explained the Rishonim, it's considered a nesina geruah, a very weak transfer of the get. And in a situation of a nesina geruah, everybody agrees that the statement of hagiteich is essential. However, Rav Shimon Elazar, get, it's not considered a valid get. He has to properly give it to her. If he gave it to her while she's sleeping, near of a kaira, and she wakes up and she sees a geta, ain't a get. There is a debate amongst the Paiskim that according to Rebbe, if the get was given to her while she's sleeping, and then she wakes up, and she says, as she sees that she received the get, that the din is that we have to tell her that her gitech, the question at the Mefarshim debate is, at what point will the get have been considered, that from what point is she considered divorced? Is she considered divorced from the moment that she actually received the get, even though we had to wait until he says the words Hagitech, or since, as the Gemara is teaching us, he has to say the words Hagitech until he actually says those words, she's not considered divorced. Rav Shimon Lozheimer, Rav Shimon Lozheimer says, "At sheet lena mena," he has to take the get from her, v'yachs v'itnana lo, and he gives it to her again, v'yoyim lo hagiteich. Says the Gemara, v'tzricha. Why do we have to have the same achloikis of Rabbi Rav Shimon Lozheimer mentioned twice? Says the Gemara, "Di'it ma'ach kamaisa." If we only had in the first case, Bihakama Rebbe. There, Rebbe would say that it's sufficient that he just repeats the words, Hagitech. Mishim the Bas Agrushahi. At that time, the woman was completely awake, and she's a woman qualified to receive a get. Ava Nosn Beyadavi Yeshena. If he gave her a get while she's sleeping, and as we explained in the Mishnah, a woman who's sleeping is incapable to receive a get, the lab asks Gerushahi, perhaps in that case, perhaps Rebbe agrees with Rav Shimon Elazar that an entire new delivery of the get is required. On the other hand, Vietnam Baha, if we only had the second case, perhaps we would say, since the woman is sleeping, that's Bahak Kamer of Shimon Elazar. That's what Rav Shimon Elazar says, that a new delivery must be accomplished. Avo Bahak, in the first case, Eime Maidele Le Rebbe, that a new delivery is not required, that's why it's mentioned again. Amar Rava, says Rava, Nosen Kosov Lo Get, if a get was given, to the wife, a husband wrote a get for his wife, but instead of giving it to the wife, Nosna Biyat Avda, he gives it to her servant, Yashon Mishamrita, if he's asleep and she is guarding him, Hareza a get. Then it's a valid get. Near, but if he's awake, ain't a get, it's not considered a get. Davale Chotza Mishtamerish Loiladata, it's a chotzer, and even though, as we learned in the previous shiur, that a chotzer could be considered an area that a chatzar is a place where a get can be given, a woman's chatzar, but that's only a chatzar that the woman controls. Here, it's a chatzar that the woman doesn't control, and since she doesn't control the chatzar, it doesn't have the proper halachic characteristics of a chatzar. Says the Gemara, Yoshna Mishamitai. But he said that if the Eved is sleeping and she's watching him, Hareza get, ask the Gemara, even if so, Amai, Chotzer Mahalachas, it's a mobile Chotzer, and the Halach is the Chotzer Mahalachas Leikana. And the reason why a Chotzer Mahalachas Leikana, I saw many different explanations. One explanation is we go back to what we spoke about yesterday. The Torah compares, the reason a chotzer works is because it's similar to a yad. A yad is connected to the body. A chotzer that moves isn't like a chotzer that is like a yad, or even if we don't follow that explanation. But it's not something that, it's not a chotzer that the owner of the chotzer controls. A person can walk on his own, and therefore it doesn't have the proper characteristics of a chotzer. And therefore the Gemara's question is very understood. Why can it be considered a chotzer to acquire a get? Ah, you'll say, says the Gemara, v'chitei miyoshin shani, since the Eved is sleeping, it's not considered a chotzer ma'alachas. V'amar Rava, says Rava, kol sh'ilam ha'alach leikana, any situation that if he was walking, it's not going to be considered valid, even if right now he isn't walking. Oim v'yoshev loikana. Answers the Gemara. Hilchos, it's referring to a case b'kafis where he's tied up. Since he's tied up, therefore the get is not a get because it's not considered chotzer malachas. There's a machloikis rishonim. The now that the Gemara established that Rav is referring to a situation that the Eved is tied up, must he also be sleeping? Or the fact that he's tied off is enough. Some Rishonim say that the Gemara didn't retract from what originally said. He has to be both yoshin, sleeping, and kofus, and tied up. Whereas others say that once he's tied up, that is even more than sleeping, and you don't have to have sleeping if he's tied up. Says the Mishnah, Haisai medes b'rishus rabim. If she was standing in the rishus rabim, v'zarkala, and he threw the get to her. Karvlo, if it landed closer to her, Mugureshis. Karvloi, if it's closer to him, ain't a Mugureshis. Mechza Mechza, when it's half and half, Megreshes and Megreshes. And there's an important point to make here when we speak about Megreshes and Megreshes. It's going to be in a moment again. The question that the Mefarshim discuss is why don't we rely on the Chazaka? And she was an Eishes Ish, and will she say that she stayed, remains an Eishes Ish? So Mefarshim explain, when we rely on a Safik, is a situation where we don't know, and since we don't know, we rely on a Safik. Here we're not talking about a situation that we don't know. As we're going to see in the Gemara soon, and we'll appreciate this more when we learn the Gemara soon, we're talking about a place that the spat itself is a Makom Safik. And since the spat itself is considered a Makom Safik, we therefore have a legitimate question, and it's Megreshes and Megreshes. The Chaylin Kedushin, the same halacha applies when somebody throws a Shtar Kedushin to a wife, the Kainli in Yechayv. And the same talks about when somebody's paying up a debt. Amalai Bal Chayva, if somebody's creditor said to him, Zroikli Chayvi, throw my debt to me. Vizarkulai, and it was thrown to him. Karav La Malva, if it landed closer to the Malva, Zocha Malva, it's considered the Malva's. Karav La Loiva, if it's still closer to the Loiva, Haloiva Chayv. Mechza, mechza, shnei mechloiku. And again, because it's in such an area, similar to the vart that we said a moment ago, it's in such a spat that's 50-50, therefore we don't follow the usual din of a mitz mechaver of a raya, rather we follow the rule of yechloiku. Ask the Gemara, heichadami karav lo, what does the Mishnah mean when it's closer to har? Heichadami karav lo, what does it mean when it's closer to him? Amarav, Arba Amis Shalom, if it's in her Arba Amis, Zekar of Law, it's considered closer to her. Arba Amis Shalom, if it's in his four Amis, Zekar of Shalom, it's considered closer to him. The Mefarshim point out a number of important issues. One point that they make here is that this din, that the Dalar Amis of a person, anything that's within my Dalar Amis is considered mine, doesn't apply in a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. It only applies in a simta, in an area off the public thoroughfare. In a public thoroughfare, the din that anything that's within my Dalar Amis doesn't apply. The Mefarshim also try to understand that this kinyan of Dalar Amis we don't find is a valid kinyan midaraisa. So why, if something lands in someone's Dalar Amis, can it affect a get midaraisa? Some Mefarshim say, from here we see, that a kinyan de Rabbonon has the ability to affect even the Raisa diga dinim. And therefore, even though the kinyan of Dalar Amis is only a kinyan midarabbonon, it will affect a get midaraisa. Others say that since, as we've learned, a get can be given by al-karcha, so as far as Gittin are concerned, Dalar Amis are considered a full-fledged Kinyan. Yet others say that the Rabbanan have a right to make the area of Hefke Bezdin, of the area around the person, the Dalar Amis near person, his area because of Hefke Bezdin Hefker, and therefore it's considered actually his area that he owns. There are Mefarshim that don't agree to that. Rabbi Kiv Ege explains the reason they don't agree to applying the concept of Hefke Bezdin Hefke here, because they say that Hefke Bezdin Hefke only could accomplish that it's no longer my Rishus, even though, because they're about to have that ability. But that they should have the ability through Hefke Bezdin Hefke to take Rishus that's mine and make it someone else, that they don't have the ability. And others use the concept of Afginu Rabbanan L'Kedushimineh to make the get effective through the kinyan of Dalar Amis. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining our Mishnah, what is Heichidami Mechza Mechza? So we spoke in our Mishnah, if it's Mechza Mechza, it's a Safik, what is the case of Mechza Mechza? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Kohen Shoyishneim Oynu Ba'arba Amis. They're both standing in the same Dalar Amis. Ask the Gemara, V'lechsa haimanayu kodim. So, let's see who entered the Dalar Amos first. If the woman entered those Dalar Amos first, it's her Dalar Amos. If the husband entered the Dalar Amos first, it's his Dalar Amos. And the Mefarshim discuss, the Beis Shmuel discusses, what would be if there was a third person, not the husband or the wife, who entered that Dalar Amos first? Will that person's entry into those Dalar Amos make it impossible for the husband and wife to receive those Dalar Amos? The Beis Shmuel wants to discuss that perhaps it would. But from our sugya, it seems that the only two individuals that we have to be looking at are the husband and wife. No one else is in the discussion. Ask the Gemara, maybe a case of our Mishnah, of Mechza Mechza, is v'chitayim da also tavai ba'adadi adadi. They came simultaneously, says the Gemara, v'efshel tzamtzim. We know, maybe we can't tell, but that doesn't mean that one didn't come, and therefore somebody came first. Amish is referring to a situation where there's exactly 8 Amish between them. The get The get is protruding from his Dalar Amos into her 4 Amos. That's the case of our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, if the get is still partially in his domain, everybody will agree that the get is not a valid get, because the nasa miyada, the get has to leave his rishus. Elo, Rabbi Rav Yosef Amar Tavayu, hach b'shtei kite eidim skinen. The case of Amechza Mechza is Achas Omeris Karv Lo, Vachsam is Karv Lo. One peer says that it's closer to him, and one close says it's closer to him. And again, following the explanation we gave in the Mishnah, the case that we are discussing is not that the Edom don't know. Because if the Edom don't know, it's a Suffolk. The case here is that each pair of Edom is certain that one pair is certain that it was closer to him. One pair is certain that it's closer to her. And when we have a situation such as this, it's a trey. And that considered throughout Shas a suffix. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Karv Lo Shanina. When we learned in the Mishnah that it's closer to her, even it could be 100 amos away. It doesn't have to be strictly within the Dalar Amos. Similarly, Karv Lo Shanina Afilu Me'a Amma. Closer is not limited to within Dalar Amos. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, how do we understand Mechza Mechza? Hey, Chidami Mechza Mechza. Omo, Rav Shemin Bar Abba, L'di Mefanshalei, Menei Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Yochel Shamroi, V'hiyeni Yochel Shamroi. The get is maybe closer to her, but he is the one that's able to guard it. That's called Karav Loi. On the other hand, he yachal shamrei, who any yachal shamrei, said Karav Lo is considered close to him. Shneim yachal shamrei, or both of them equally could watch the get, or shneim any of them equally can't, said mechza mechza. Amru rabbanan kamed Rabbi Yochanan mishmed Rabbi Yonasan achi. They reported to Rabbi Yochanan this the way Rabbi Yonasan explained it. Amr yodin chavrei, so Rabbi Yochanan remarked, do our friends from Bavel lefrushim kaitama? Are they able to explain a Mishnah? So he was so impressed how well they could explain a Mishnah. Tanya na mihachi, Rabbi Lezer Oima, kol shu karv loy lo milo, if the get is closer to her than to him, or bar kelev not lo, if a dog came and took it away, ainim agreshes. Ask them why. Ainim agreshes? Kol hech na nitri v'nezel, is a woman obligated to protect her get forever? We know once the woman receives the get, she's divorced. Answers the Gemara, Lav Hachikama. What it must mean is like this. Kol shukar v'loy miloy. The get is maybe closer to her than to him. However, Ila bak kelev v'notloy. If a dog was approaching and trying to carry the get, Hu yachal shamrei. And he could guard the get. The husband could guard the get. For he ain't a yachal shamrei, but the wife can't. It's ain't a megureshes. So, we see from here that the criteria is not the physical proximity, but the criteria is the one who could better guard it. Amalei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda. Shinana. Shinana means either he was a sharp one, others say that he had sharp teeth, others say because he was a shayna halachas. He learned a lot of halachas. Kadesh Teshuach v'tetlena. And there's a machlokes how to understand Shmuel. The simple way of understanding Shmuel is Shmuel is teaching us that for get to be valid, it has to be so close that she could stoop and take it. Others say that Shmuel was trying to explain the Mishnah, and that's his explanation of the Mishnah. However, he said, "At lo tavet ofda." However, you don't accept that the woman is divorced. Ad matalei gitali yaday, unless the get actually goes directly into the hand of the woman. Says the Gemara, "Amalei Reb Martchel of Ashi have ofda hachi." There was a case where the get landed so close to the woman that she could stoop down and pick it up, but she didn't actually receive it in her hands. Fatzuchu chalitza, and they required that she should have chalitza if another get wasn't given before the husband passed away. We learned the chaylin in kedushin. The same applies regarding kedushin. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yoichanan, the get and amru. Only regarding a get do we say that we look to whom the get fell closer for loy l'davar acher, but not in any area halacha. Ask the Gemara. Eisvei Abeler of Asi v'chein l'inyan kedushin. The Mishnah clearly said that kedushin has the same din as gittin. Answers the Gemara, kedushin is an exception to the rule. Shani hasam t'ksiv yotzva hoysu. The Torah clearly compares kedushin to gittin that it should have the same din. Eisvei asked the Gemara, our Mishnah said v'chein l'inyan chayiv. The Mishnah said zirak l'chayvi. If the malva says throw the money you owe me. The Zarkaloi, and we learned in the Mishnah, Karv Lamalva, Zarka Haloiva. If it's closer to the Malva, it's considered that the Loiva paid up. Karv Laloiva, if it's still closer to the Loiva, Loiva Chayiv, it's not considered that he paid up. Mechza, Mechza, Shnei Mechlaiku. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Skin, Amish is referring to a case where the person said, Zroikli Chayiva, Vetipater. Since he clearly and ended off with the words by saying zroikli chayvi, he explicitly exempted him from any further liability, and therefore it's considered he paid him up. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case of the Mishnah that he explicitly freed him, yachimai lememra. Says the Gemara, letzricha da amalei zroikli chayvi v'taris gittin. The halachas of gittin should be followed regarding the payment here that's being thrown. Ask the Gemara, v'katimai lememra. So it should have the same din of get, and the debt of get, so it's obvious. Answers the Gemara, ma'atei matzah amelam shatini bach. Perhaps he's saying, I'm really just joking with you when I said such words. Kamash malon, if he says it, it's, we count it, and we follow the hilchas gittin. Amar Rav Chisda, get biyoda. If the get was put into the wife's hand, or however, mashich b'yaday, there's still a string attached to the get that's in the husband's hand. Im yochel anaskoy olaviyah etzloy, if the string is so strong that he could pull the get and bring it back to him, and it magreshes. Vimlav, however, it's magreshes. My tama, if she's still connected to him, that he could pull back the get, being a krisis, the halacha is for get to be effective, we have to have a situation of krisis. For lekan, it doesn't take place if he could the string and he could pull it back. On Rav Yehuda, hoisi yada asui ki katafras. If a hand was positioned like a slope, the zarkala, and he throws the get at her, to her, abi shigia get li yada enem agreshes. Says the Gemara, amai, even if the get will fall, but Abba Amos did not fall. It will fall within her Dalar Amos that we discussed earlier. All of her Dalar Amos is considered her domain. It says the Gemara, where it didn't fall down. It was consumed by fire after it slid off her hand before it fell on the ground. It says the Gemara, but Tigarish. Maybe it didn't actually fall onto the Arba Amis, but it's within the airspace of the Arba Amis. If the fact here is that it's not a valid get, shouldn't this be an answer to the question? The question of Elazar asked that Arba Amish Amru, when Chazal said that the Arba Amis that we're in is considered our domain, does that include Yeshlan Avir or En Laavir? Is the Avir Maidal Amis also considered mine or not? From this halacha, shouldn't we have a proof Tifshat the Enlam Avir? It says the Gemara, Hakamai Skinner Edis or Nahar, is referring to a case where she's standing by the edge of a stream, the Mikarali Ibud Koi, when the get was right away destined that it's going to be destroyed. That's why it's not considered a valid get, even if normally Dalar Amis and the Avir of Dalar Amis are considered mine. Here, however, the get never passed over ground that was fit to hold the get, because her hands were over a river, and therefore certainly such Avir cannot acquire a get on her behalf. The Tiferes Shleimer says that the Gemara just taught us, Rav Chisda just taught us, that if somebody gives a get umeshicha biyadai with the string still attached, then the get is not a valid get, because it's not considered that he gave the get. Says Tiferes Shleimer, we are always considered in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always considered connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give us a get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot divorce us. We are always connected to Him. And that's what he says is pshat in the Pasuk, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai. Yaakov Chevel. Yaakov is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Chevel, with a rope, and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, can never be severed, but it's really even deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls our destiny similar to the string that's attached to the get, that the person who's holding the string controls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls us and controls the world.